Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Vikings Connected. My name's Erin Newberg. This is Chris Hockey. Now, this is your second season.
Yes.
Last year, you brought us karaoke, which has been really fun.
Thank you very much.
This season, purple ink.
Yeah. Last year, during Vikings karaoke, I found out that a lot of times the way I broke the ice with the players is I noticed they had great tattoos on their arms. I'm a tattoo fan. I'm covered. I've got my whole back done. So the first one we did was Jerick McKinnon, and it's a running back-themed show, so it worked out perfectly. He's got some great ink. Here we are with Jerick McKinnon, and it's time to talk some ink. You are covered, man. I had no idea you had that much ink going on. When did you start getting tattoos?
Probably my first one, I was 19. I just really wanted it to be art that told about my journey and, you know, things that I went through in life and how I got to a certain point. So, you know, that was my whole purpose of the tattoos, and, you know, it's been fun getting them. Still want to get some more, so.
So take me through then what you've got. Let's start on the leg, even though I'm sure that's not the oldest ones. The definition, I got to tell you, you can see the looks on their faces, man. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic work.
Yeah. You know, I have the chief on the outside, and, you know, I wanted it to be something that I dug deep in.
Right.
And, you know, being part Blackfoot Indian, that's what I was going for. And the inside is actually a portrait of my great-grandma.
And is that a great representation of grandma? I mean, that looks like her?
He's spot on.
Man, that's fantastic work.
My great-grandma, actually my grandma, died from bone cancer. And my great-grandma, I never met any of them. So I wanted it to be something that, like I said, can go along with the outside picture.
Right.
It's something that is special to me, has meaning. And, something that he did really good, and I love it.
Let's start on your left arm over here as your closest over there. Tell me a little bit about what you've got going on over there and if there's one part in particular that's special.
This arm is a religious theme. So, you know, I have the rosary with the cross, some roses, some clouds, some rays in there. And he actually did like a stained glass background on the Mary that he did on my forearm. And then I have the Jesus face. I have a dove. Some more roses, and then heart on the inside. And I think I would have to say the heart on the inside is probably my favorite part of the left sleeve, just because of the, you know, the whole model. You know, you wear your heart on your sleeve.
Sure.
And you know, faith is a big thing to me and my family. So I probably have to say the heart on the inside is my favorite part of the left sleeve.
Tell me about your right arm.
So my right arm is like a warrior thing, type thing. You know, it's a constant battle. You know, not just, you know, in your profession, what you do, but in life.
Sure.
And, you know, like the left one is religious, so that's kind of like the sky part. I want this kind of be like something on the ground leading up into it. And then I have a microphone on the inside with a skull. You know, no matter what you do, there's always going to be negativity. And the skull just represents, you know, that being like a dead version. Hmm. And, you know, those voices not mattering and stuff like that. So
we were talking before we started doing this. You said your favorite piece is your chest piece, giant eagle. Again, the detail on that, fantastic. Your same guy do that as well?
Yep.
Wow, that's great. Tell me why you got an eagle.
Okay, so I went to Georgia Southern, my alma mater, and mascot was an eagle. And, you know, Georgia Southern has a special place in my heart, you know, not being really heavily recruited out of high school. And, you know, just going down in 4 years and playing with the guys that I met in college, you know, that's the band of brothers. That's something that I've held on to dearly, you know, since leaving college, and, you know, the coaches I had down there, it's just all love, and I just felt like it was the proper thing, you know, it covered the whole chest, and, you know, I just felt like it was like icing on the cake, just connecting both sleeves together, so.
Right, right. You said you're going to finish the leg. What's next after the leg, though?
I want to get my whole back.
Really?
It's still in the works. Hmm. You know, I kind of want to have kind of like two cities, like, one being broken down, but one being built at the same time. And I want to have Mount Rushmore, like a Mount Rushmore, like on the top part. I was looking to get Muhammad Ali, Tupac Shakur, Malcolm X, Martin, put the King on it.
Wow.
So it's still a lot that I got to put into it. You know, my guys helping me piece it all together and stuff like that. You know, it's something that's going to be fun. I'm still having fun putting it all together and stuff like that. And then eventually I want to get my left rib's done. Not really sure what I'm going to get there yet, but.
Why two broken down cities, by the way? You mentioned that. Why are you thinking that? Or a broken down or not a broken down?
I like the duality in the fact that, you know, like I said before, I like a lot of things that pertain to myself when it comes to getting art. So, you know, I just like, you know, just how I've gotten here. You know, there's been a lot of ups and downs, and that's what I want the two cities to represent. And then I also think, I thought it was pretty cool because, you know, Minneapolis calls itself the Twin Cities with St. Paul. So, you know, I could throw that in there too. And, you know what I'm saying, still have a special meaning with Minnesota being the first place that I was drafted and played to. So.
All right, Jerick McKinnon, before we let you out of here, the last thing I like to do with every player is find out who, besides yourself, has your favorite ink on the squad.
I like Rudy's sleeve. He has a lot of things in there incorporated that goes with what, you know, with him and his life and stuff like that. The Notre Dame, what is the luck of the Irish?
Yeah. Shamrock.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty cool.
Jerick, thank you for your time, man. I love your art.
Appreciate it. Thank you,
dude.